From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The head of UNESCO has condemned the bulldozing of the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in northern Iraq by Islamic State militants, saying the deliberate destruction of cultural heritage constitutes a war crime. The militants began bulldozing Nimrud Thursday, the latest in a series of assaults on Iraq's historical heritage. Officials said they used heavy military vehicles in the attack that began after noon prayers. Iraq's Ministry of Tourism said in a statement that IS militants continue to defy the will of the world and the feelings of humanity with their attacks on historic sites. Islamic State supporters used at least 46,000 Twitter accounts in late 2014, according to a report by the Brookings Institution, a Washington-based research org. The Brookings analysis found that typical backers of the militants were located within the group's territories in Iraq and Syria. The report says the accounts were used from September through December, but not all were active at the same time. Unemployment in the United States dropped in February, and the economy had a net gain of 295,000 jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the jobless rate fell to 5.5%. That is 0.2% lower than the prior month and down more than 1 percentage point from a year ago. The largest boost in hiring was in restaurants, which added 59,000 jobs, and was closely followed by business services, which advanced 51,000. While the data showed a stronger job market than most economists had predicted, there are still 8.7 million people who are currently unemployed. This is VOA News. The Palestine Liberation Organization has called on President Mahmoud Abbas to halt security cooperation with Israel in apparent retaliation for Israel's freezing Palestinian tax revenue. The PLO's Central Council made its recommendation Thursday after a two-day meeting. It cites what it calls Israel's failure to abide by agreements signed between the two sides. Israel withheld badly needed tax revenue from the Palestinians in January after the Palestinian Authority announced it would seek to join the International Criminal Court, a move strongly opposed by Israel and the United States. Following the knife attack on the U.S. ambassador to South Korea, Seoul police are looking into the suspect's past visits to North Korea and evaluating the security at the event. And as VOA's Seoul correspondent Brian Padden reports, the attack brings up questions as to how prevalent are anti-American sentiments in South Korea today.
South Korean police said on Friday they will likely charge Kim Ki-jong, the suspect who carried out the knife attack on the U.S. ambassador in Seoul, Mark Lippert, with attempted murder. Yoon Myung-sung, the police chief of the Jungno district where the attack occurred, said they are also investigating whether the suspect's frequent visits to North Korea are relevant to this case. Police raided his home and office Friday. If they find evidence that he supports the Kim Jong-un regime, he can be charged with breaking the state security law. He will also face charges for assaulting a foreign envoy and obstructing business operations. Brian Padden, VOA News, Seoul.
A leaked African Union report calls for South Sudan's president and his main rival to be barred from a transitional government and for the war-torn country to be placed under AU control. Reuters news agency published an account of the report Friday as another round of talks to end South Sudan's 15-month conflict ended in Addis Ababa without a peace deal. The report recommends creation of an AU-appointed and UN-backed panel to oversee a 5-year transition for South Sudan. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was released from prison Friday after serving a 15-day sentence for handing out leaflets in the Moscow subway advertising an opposition rally. Speaking to supporters, Navalny said the murder of fellow opposition leader Boris Nemtsov would not force him to back off from his campaign against President Vladimir Putin's government. NASA's Dawn spacecraft has begun orbiting the dwarf planet Ceres in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. The space agency confirmed Friday that Dawn, the first to achieve orbit around a dwarf planet, was captured by the planet's gravity 61,000 clicks above Ceres' surface. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.